Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Great to have John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house here on this Tuesday. John, you want to stick around for the 9 o'clock hour, too? He's going to stick around for the 9 o'clock hour as well. We do have, as you guys heard yesterday on the show, there's about 1,400 folks downstairs in the DoubleTree Hotel and then about a block away at the Northern Hotel. MSU Extension is basically the host for the national conference underway right now. So they've got agriculture extension agents and others from all across the country in Montana right now as we speak. So some of their folks may drop in maybe later this morning or tomorrow morning on the show as well. And it's always a ton of fun to see who we run into. But John, I missed you and I were BSing during the national news update there for a second. But did they finally finish the Votorama in the United States Senate? They were going like all night, I think, weren't they?
I had Fox on this morning early before I left the house, and I think they were still doing it. And they said it looked like a strategic mistake from the Republicans because they let this start yesterday during the day. And apparently the tactic is you're supposed to start it at night to get the other party to kind of wear out. But as you know, they Schumer made them read the whole thing out loud for 16 hours, and now they're going to do this. It's just every single little bit of childish resistance that they can put up just to delay and try to push people, and maybe they topple a couple of votes. It's just annoyance.
Yeah, it's just like, get the job done. And look, it's the one big beautiful bill, but it's not the one big perfect bill. There's a lot more you and I want to see with spending reductions and with A, B, C, and D. But what this does for mass deportations and securing this country, what this does for preventing the largest tax hike in American history, so many reasons why they need to get this done. And then it's on to the next thing. It's on to rescissions packages, peeling back the spending. And then it's on to the single bill appropriations process to rein in the spending and figure out ways to rein in the deep state through the appropriations process as well. If these guys can't get anything done, how are they going to get that other stuff done?
Well, it makes everybody mad because everybody, you know, the professional observers, the amateur observers out here, everybody's looking at that whole thing with the Senate parliamentarian. Oh, my gosh. All of a sudden, the Senate parliamentarian is cutting. And you know, that's a crock of Adam Schiff. The Senate system, GOP, is hiding behind her skirt to get rid of the stuff that they don't want to do anyway. You know, tell me how, okay, you know, the no tax on tips, the other things, that's a change to tax law, okay? You can change tax law, but you can't change these other laws. Come on, man.
Well, as I understand it, I think I heard Pergram earlier this morning on Fox and Friends. So, yeah, this parliamentarian, she was hired by Harry Reid.
Yep.
So let's go Senate GOP, like, you know, deep state operative. But Even with the Harry Reid appointed parliamentarian trying to pull out, like one of the things she pulled out was denying, Medicaid benefits for illegal aliens. Well, that's common sense. Of course, that should be in there. But she's like, nope. Apparently, once J.D. Vance gets to the floor, J.D. Vance can overrule the parliamentarian.
Yep.
So if that's
so
what it's going to take.
Food can do it, too.
So, yeah. So get it done. Yeah, don't let the ghost of Harry Reid give your money to illegals. All right, more to follow.
It's July 1st, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National U.S. Postage Stamp Day. The United States issued the first postage stamp on this day in 1847. Prior to that, mail did not need a stamp to be sent. It would have been paid for by the person who received the letter. Ben Franklin and our first president, George Washington, were the only two faces to appear on stamps until 1856, and Washington has appeared on the stamp more than any other person. Also on this date, in 1873, Henry O. Flipper entered the West Point Military Academy, becoming the first African-American to be appointed to the institution. He would go on to graduate and serve his country, eventually earning the rank of lieutenant, before being dishonorably discharged under suspicious circumstances. After years of working to clear his name and reputation, the Army would eventually grant him an honorable discharge, and in 1999, former President Bill Clinton granted him a full pardon. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Mud.com.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana Talks.
All right. Hey, John Jackson, I know you saw it on X earlier this morning. Go to x.com/Aaron Flint. Or, hey, make sure if you're not following John already, at Private Joker US, at PBT Joker US. But, you know, all the talk this morning seems to be about alligator Alcatraz. President Trump, they're building. Well, let me give our listeners a quick read up here. Fox News Radio has this. President Trump is selling tough immigration policy from the gator pit, heading into the Florida swamp to showcase alligator Alcatraz, a new high-security migrant detention center. He's going to be flanked by Governor Ron DeSantis and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. But I was thinking about this because earlier this morning on Fox and Friends, I was hearing about how, you know, the Democrats are all freaking out. Oh, there's going to be human rights violations. This is awful. Trump's going to be sending illegal aliens to this, you know, alligator Alcatraz. And I got to thinking about the alligators and the other predators that the Democrats put into our neighborhoods and put it around our houses and put around our cities and around our communities. And so I had to throw a poll out there. What's more dangerous, alligator Alcatraz or Aurora, Colorado? I'm going to go with Aurora, Colorado on this one. I don't know about you.
We had said, I think it was on your show or it might have been out there on X. We said this a week ago when they first started talking about this new facility they were putting up, is the great thing about it is the geography of being in South Florida, also out in the Everglades, you know, away from any kind of urban center. And see, geographically, you can get a plane, you can be on a plane at 3-hour hop to South America, 3-hour hop over to Central America, and of course, directly to any other places in Africa, any other place you want to go. And sure enough, they were saying, I saw yesterday, this has a massive runway attached to it for very large planes to land and take off. That's exactly what they're going to do.
Yeah, it just sounds perfect. I was hearing the description of it. It's not like they're going to go chop down a bunch of trees in the Everglades and fill in the swamp. This is an area that's already been developed. It's got a massively long, one of the longest airstrips in the country. Apparently, they used it as a backup landing strip, an emergency landing strip for the space shuttle, for the astronauts. So the landing strip is already there. It would be a 5,000-bed facility to serve as a processing and deportation hub. And then, yeah, with its own airstrip right there, direct removals right from there. That's how you got to do it. Just simplify the process, save money, save time. Get them the heck out of here.
I worked out of Naples, Florida, back in the day, back in the 80s, you know, back in Pablo Escobar's time.
Oh, man.
And you're working out of the Everglades. You're right there on the edge of the Everglades, and that's where they're doing all of their smuggling, all of their airdrops, all that stuff. And you never knew, driving through there day or night, you turn around a corner or somewhere out there, you don't know who you're going to run into. It could be, you know, cartel members, traffickers, you know, mercenaries were training out there. It was truly, it was Casablanca. It was a Wild West out there.
Or Bubba just out looking for gators.
Yeah. Oh, and Bubba was a smuggler, and Bubba will cut you up in 10 pieces and put you in his crab trap and drop you to the bottom of the ocean, and you will never be seen again.
Oh, man. Yeah, what wild times. I can't imagine being there back in the 80s in South Florida. Miami Vice was on. By the way, did you see our friend David Noble at the convention? He was looking at the Montana GOP convention. I saw photos on X. He was looking like Miami Vice there, you know.
Dude, he's got, I don't know what is going on with this metrosexual haircut he's got going on right now. I mean, somebody needs to get the boy to a barber. David, if you're listening now, I will get you to my barber, man.
Now, when David's in on, you know, later this week, we'll let him respond with some jabs back. Or he can call in right now, yeah. Yeah, Mr. Miami Vice, David.
Oh, he
Noble.
Was looking dapper.
Yeah, that's right. So, I was there Friday night for it, got to emcee the banquet and had the honor of doing that. It was so fun seeing folks from all across Montana. And
And then I had to bust out of town, Saturday morning, because we promised some friends we'd get out on the lake. And so, yep, twist my arm. I guess I got to go out on the lake. But, big news, of course, big news with the Montana GOP leadership elections. They've got a new chair and a new vice chair. And then I thought one of the more interesting things was, you know, the all of the delegates there, all of the folks who had votes to vote for the leadership elections at the Montana GOP convention, they were able to vote on this, and they officially voted in a majority vote to not allow the nine state senators who had voted with the Democrats so many times. They said, nope, you caucused with the Democrats. The Republican Party rescinded their recognition of you as Republicans, so you don't get to vote in the leadership elections. And apparently a lot of them walked out after that moment. And so they were not allowed to cast votes.
I mean, we're coming up on, I think, you know, I've been with you for about 4 years now, coming up that time.
Crazy.
And we've been talking about this stuff for the last, since 2020, because it only really mattered when Gianforte got the governorship, right? That's when the Republican legislature actually had to govern, right? And we've been talking about these rhinos. And what they allowed was, this thing was just a small little thing, you know, back then. But now this cancer has gone metastatic, and now it's just blown up national, all in their faces, all in everybody's faces. It's a national embarrassment now. So now they are going to have to be forced to do something about this.
Well, we've seen these fractions before in, what was it, 2012, somewhere around that time frame. You know, and you had a Democrat governor, and then you had more moderate Republicans kind of, you know, teaming up with the Democrats to get bills across the finish line. And their argument back then was, well, if we want to get something done and something signed by a Democrat governor, we got to work with Democrats. Well, you don't have that excuse now. You had a Republican governor. You don't have the excuse of, well, if we want to get something done, we have to team up with the Democrats. You lost that excuse. Anyway, interesting stuff. I'm going to see what John wants to talk about. Plus, if you got something you want to talk about, you can call in right now, 406-294-0970, or message us on the Montana Talks app.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. Did you get your Colorado concealed carry permit in time? Starting today, it becomes a bit more difficult. Today's the day changes in Colorado's law go into effect, aimed at making requirements for a concealed carry permit in the state more stringent. Starting today, those wanting the permit in Colorado need to pass a live fire practical and a written competency exam, but also having a record of certain misdemeanors will bar you from being able to receive a Colorado concealed carry permit. It's caused sheriff's offices around the state to have received an increased number of permit applications through the month of June, as applicants wanted to get theirs without having to take the tests. That being said, Colorado does allow for open carry without a permit and has permit reciprocity to varying degrees with 37 other states. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
While economic sentiment remains negative, people are feeling a bit better. Since President Trump's second term began, positive ratings have inched up from 21% in March to 31% in our latest Fox News survey. When thinking about their family, the largest share, 48%, say they're holding steady financially. 14% say getting ahead. 36% say they're falling behind. That's a 6-point improvement since January, and the best number on that measure in 4 years. At the same time, most, 68%, rate economic conditions negatively. Now, as we've talked about before, views among partisans usually shift depending on who occupies the White House. A year ago, Democrats felt positive about the economy by 10 points, while Republicans were negative by 78. Today, Republicans are positive by 3 points, while Democrats are negative by 65. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, before we find out what John wants to talk about, let's find out what you want to talk about. 406-294-0970. First up on the phone lines here on this Tuesday, we've got Kat in eastern Montana. Kat, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
Well, good morning, gentlemen, and thank you to our veterans. Man, there's a lot to talk about, but I wanted to say congratulations to all the elected officers of the Montana GOP. That was interesting when the nasty 9 weren't allowed to vote. It was like, plot twist, right? But here we are in this golden age of America, thanks to Trump. And I have a question for you and John. And then I'm going to hang up so I can listen to your answers. So here's my question. What does it look like to you to have Trump's mandate and the America First principles implemented into Montana? You guys have a blessed day. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, great question. So, John, so what does it look like to implement the America First agenda in Montana? While you chew on that one for a second, the first one I would point to is exactly what we saw yesterday, exactly what we talked about right here on this show. We had President Trump's pick to lead the United States Forest Service in Montana, Chief Schultz. Yeah, alongside Governor Greg Gianforte, and, you know, last week, President Trump's team rescinded the roadless rule, and then this agreement signed between the state and the federal government yesterday, 20-year agreement with an initial focus on 200,000 acres. This is about making our timber industry great again, making us less reliant on foreign timber, supporting rural jobs for rural folks. And then also it's about access. It's about access to our so-called public land. So to me, there is one great example right now of what the America First agenda in Montana looks like, if that's what Kat was getting at. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, you hit it right on the head. And I would say, what does it look like in Montana? And that would be simply, we are open for business all across the sector with less taxes and less regulations. Take off the chains of American business. And that's what Donald Trump did in his first days in office. Less taxes, less government, less regulations. We're open for business all the way around.
I would say it also looks like this. It looks like a photo of a guy in a pink shirt on our Montana Talks website right now. John's giving me the look like, what? Was David Noble wearing a pink? No, David Noble is not wearing a pink shirt. That's Jake Penwell is the pink shirt.
He's been a freaking crush.
Jake Penwell is the pink shirt guy with his Navy, you know, his Yellowstone International Air Show. He's the pink shirt guy, but not a pink shirt guy. So here's the headline on our Montana Talks website right now. HSI Kalispell agents bust a previously deported illegal alien. So according to a post on X from the official account for HSI Denver, which is Homeland Security Investigations, which is basically ICE, right? Maybe you could break that down for me. Why do they refer to HSI instead of ICE? If ICE I guess HSI is just the umbrella overseeing a bunch of different stuff. That makes sense. Okay. So HSI Denver, which covers Montana, arrested Baldomar Duarte Nieto, who is wanted on a felony drug warrant in Washington and will remain in ICE custody pending criminal and immigration proceedings. So that's the guy wearing the pink shirt on the Montana Talks website right now. So that's what the America First agenda in Montana looks like. Finally rounding up these criminal illegal aliens. And if they've committed serious crimes, putting them behind bars. Just straight up just removing them from this country.
And that's what needs to happen. Hopefully they're setting up all of the infrastructure you need. We've been talking about this for months now. When you grab up these illegals, they should be on a bus to some kind of airstrip. Say like here, if it's in Montana, they should be headed up to out to a plane in Great Falls, you know, on the military base. That plane is fired up and is flying to Florida. You know, and it's going to dump them in Florida, and then 2 hours later, they are in the air headed to, you know, their home country. I mean, you are out before the first left-wing kooks can get any kind of paperwork in front of a judge.
Speaking of left-wing kooks, so this is the second publicly reported HSI arrest of an illegal alien in Montana just last week alone. So I just told you about the HSI Kalispell agents busting a previously deported illegal alien. That story I posted on our Montana Talks website yesterday, and hat tip to Western MT News. Western MT News, that's where I first spotted that news. But Western MT News also shared this story last week where HSI agents in Helena arrested Eric Sanchez Benegas, a Honduran national, following reports of an attempted kidnapping and a vehicle ramming incident during the arrest attempt. And they actually arrested the guy in Butte. And it was funny because you mentioned left-wing nut jobs or left-wing radicals. This crazy left-wing commenter here in Montana, I think she lives in Missoula, she insisted and kept arguing with all of our friends on Facebook, because the Montanica Facebook page, this story was shared there. She kept saying, that's fake news. That photograph's from 2008. That's a fake Twitter account. It's like, it's the HSI, Homeland Security Investigation. It's their official X account where they share official information. She's like, that's not true. That's not true. And it's like, lady, it's the official HSI account.
Take a look at that little gray check mark on that account right there. That's what tells you it's the official government account of HSI. Well,
and then not only that, but then I'm like, okay, let me reach out to the spokeswoman for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, because I've reached out to her before. So I send her a quick email. I think Alethea is her name, if I pronounced it right there. And I said, hey, can you just verify, or can you give me any more information on where this arrest occurred? Because the initial tweet said HSI Helena agents arrested so-and-so. Well, it was HSI Helena agents, but where was the arrest? It could have been HSI Helena agents. They might have been in Plentywood. They might have been in Missoula, for all we know. And so she confirmed it. Yeah, the arrest actually took place in Butte. But then this lady's like, oh, well, first you said it was Helena. Now you're saying it's Butte. It's like, no, it's HSI Helena agents made the arrest in Butte. And it's just like, but I think she's just straight up trying to run misinformation to try to undermine because nobody else in the media is even covering these two stories that I told you about. Western MT News, Roy McKenzie out of Missoula, and me, and typically our friends from like KJJR Radio, we're like the only people talking about this stuff.
But that's one thing I learned fairly quickly into my foray into social media, is that you are absolutely wasting your time. And you'll notice, you see my stuff, I never argue with or try to prove a point in any way to reason with these ridiculous leftists out there. But it's a waste of time. That no matter what, you could show them this giant picture of your window and show them the sky is blue, okay, and they're still going to argue back with you and say, no, you're lying, that's a fake picture, that's AI, that's a deep fake, blah, blah. What they get is ridicule and mockery from me. They get no debate.
The line that a lot of people know is arguing with idiots. And then there's another line that actually comes from the Bible, which is, don't cast your pearls to swine. Don't spend your time arguing with people that don't care about what the facts are. They don't care anyway. And at some, you're not calling people pigs. It's just saying don't cast your pearls out to swine. Don't waste your time with people who could care less about what the facts are.
And when you are arguing, say you as Aaron Flint, as your personality, anybody with a big account out there, when you're arguing with some clown that's got 100 followers out there on social media, you're giving them the recognition that they want, because now people are reading what they say. And what they also want to do is try to taunt you into some response that they can report and maybe try to get you suspended or banned or anything. It's all just a grift. That's why you never engage with them.
Speaking of taunting me, the air conditioning in this studio went out again. I'm like, man, it's getting warm in here. It's showing 75 on the thermostat already.
That's the heat from John Jackson.
That's right.
That's what that is.
That's right. He's even got a jacket on. Old home slice here, wearing a jacket in the summertime, it's the white-faced monkey from Costa Rica in the house here with us.
That's right, Aaron. Keep telling you that.
Oh, man. Let's see. Did you hear about this? Speaking of ice agents and these great men and women out doing the job for the American people, did you hear about how CNN was promoting this app where the rioters and the people targeting law enforcement could be alerted to where these ICE agents were going to be? All this, of course, is there's been a 500% increase in threats against, in physical assaults against ICE agents.
Well, it would be a shame. It would be a shame if a bunch of MAGA people, if, like, say, everybody out here listening to your show, if they would get this app and put false reports on it all over the world. Just tell all these lunatics that all over these different places. Oh, look at that! The Home Depot. They're at the Home Depot. They're at the Walmart. They're at the Target. You know, it would be a shame if that happened.
It'd be a crying shame. In fact, I think I saw. Western MT News. You know who I mentioned? I think on X, they said they suggested that a place that people could report the location of ICE agents, and they gave the address of Soft Landings in Missoula, which is the refugee NGO that's been bringing in folks from all these other countries. So ICE is showing up at Soft Landings.
You get, put in the Blue Oyster Bar.
See, now the Blue Oyster Bar, it's like it would be Donald Trump dancing to the YMCA song there.
The Ramrod. The Ramrod. 403 South East Street.
You're familiar with some of these locations, it sounds like. John.
Hey man, they got happy hour 5 to 7. Yeah. I mean,
cheap drinks. We got Ron and Big Fork next up on the phone lines. Plus, we got phone lines open for you. 406-294-0970. In fact, I got to go check the app messages right now. I bet we got a few stacking up. Stand by.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John, before we get to these calls, real quick, let's do a couple of quick hits here. Yeah, I was going to print this story up, so you saw the headline I was looking at here. This is from the Flathead Beacon. U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy basically is selling his home on Flathead Lake. Man, maybe we can go house sit for a little while. We'll just do the show from the shore of Flathead Lake. Maybe he needs a house sitter. That's what I was thinking when I first saw that story.
It's too bad you can't show the audience that picture you have there on your big screen there.
Oh, my
God, what a property, man. Jeez.
Well, if anybody's ever been to Flathead Lake, I mean, man, I'll tell you what, whether it's a big lake house or just my camper with 5 feet of shoreline on, I'll take it. I'll take any of it, right? Just because it's just the best part of the world, that's for sure. But, yeah, some people were wondering, well, why is he selling his home? Why is he selling this house on Flathead Lake? Because, of course, he was very successful in the private sector. But, yeah, it's apparently it is located on Bird Point in Polson Bay, the Sheehy family, according to a press release, decided to list the property in light of the senator's focus in Washington. When I saw that story, man, I just felt bad for Senator Sheehy and his family, because it's like, here you sacrifice for your country, you serve overseas in some blank hole countries like Afghanistan. And then you come back, you start this incredibly successful company, you get the dream, everybody's dream, your own house on Flathead Lake, and you sacrifice that to go deal with all this mess in Washington, D.C. It's like he had the life, he was living the life, but he's sacrificing that life so that he can serve our country and save this country.
You know? Order land is like one of your best investments that you can make. It's always going up, or it'll at least be staying flat, not going down. It's a great investment. So you wonder, maybe are the property taxes eating him up there? And now that he's not getting to visit as much.
Yeah, you're not able to visit as much. I mean, he's barely gets to see his family. And then on top of that, he's still got the ranch, of course, near Martinsdale and places like that. But then, like, I would just think, hey, he was the CEO of a company, and then you step down from that role to, serve in Washington, D.C., and truly serve, not be served. Some of those guys just want to be served back there. And so, yeah, it probably isn't bringing in the revenue that you otherwise would have had as well. So, again, it's just a demonstration of the sacrifice he and his family are making for us, the continued sacrifice for our country. Speaking of the Flathead, let's go to Ron in Big Fork. Ron, what's going on?
Well, since you're having a discussion on the crazies in Montana, I'll tell you something that happened to me about 2 weeks ago. I was coming out of my bank in Big Fork, and as I'm walking out to my car, there's 30 white SUV pulls in with bumper stickers all over the rear of the vehicle. And, you know, it's always the crazy set of all the bumper stickers. And as I'm walking to my car, I glance over at all her bumper stickers, and she comes up to me, and she says, "Yeah, I'm a liberal with this. I can't stand New York accent. I'm originally..."
Oh, Ron. Oh, Ron, you don't like my stickers.
And then she says, "Yeah, I'm a liberal." And then she tells me, "You know what's wrong?" Well, I first she admitted that she had moved to Montana a few years ago. And she said, "You know what's wrong with Montana? You people don't regulate enough. You don't inspect your cars. You don't do pollution inspections on cars. You don't regulate enough." I literally wanted to give her a left hook. I really did.
Yeah, I would have just been like, "You know what? You're exactly right, lady. This is an awful place. You sh-" And then play the Chris Stapleton song, "You Should Probably Leave." You know, just have that in the background. Ron, good to hear from you. John, I saw a pickup, which was surprising, a pickup with a 8647 sticker on it, which we all know what that means. That's a reference to James Comey wanting to see Donald Trump basically extinguished. But then he had the taco sticker on it, made to look like a Trump campaign sticker. And I was just laughing. I was like, either A, this guy got pranked. Like, one of his buddies was like, "I'm going to put these stickers on the back of his pickup, and he won't even notice, and people are going to be, like, jeering at him and, you know, calling him a loser with his anti-Trump stuff on his pickup." Either the guy lost a bet, or he's totally clueless. So taco was kind of the hashtag that the Democrats were using, where they said Trump always chickens out. Like, they said, "Oh, Trump always chickens out." Okay, we could debate that, but after you could say whatever you want about that. We could argue why that's just a laughable attempt by the Democrats to have something to talk about. But John, I saw that sticker after Donald J. Trump just authorized the B-2 bomber strike on the Iranian nuclear sites. Trump always what? Yeah, like, give me a, like, nobody's saying he's chickening out after that.
Well, see, where that was is, we talked about this the other day on our spaces. You go back into this, we were looking really good January, February. And then March, they started in with all of their lawfare. And, man, we weren't looking good there for a couple of months. We had lost the momentum. We had people talking trash to us. The rhinos were sticking their heads up and saying they weren't going to do this, that, and the other thing. But then, Aaron, this last 10 days is the greatest, maybe the greatest 10 days in any presidency at any time for the amount of wins that we've had just in these last 10 days. You know, and go right back to the start of the massive strike on Iranian nuclear facilities, and now being capped off with last week a historic end from the Supreme Court, a historic end to the nationwide injunctions. And right now, we have regained the momentum. This is a basketball game. We have scored 8 points in a row on them, and right now we need to run that as fast as we can and run up 20 points on them.
Man, you talk about Trump's big week last week. Really, it was a big week for the entire country, for the United States of America. But Friday night, I mentioned I was at the Montana GOP convention, emceeing their banquet Friday night, and had the honor of doing a fireside chat with Guy Benson from Fox News. He's also the political editor for townhall.com, and that's exactly what we talked about, was Trump's big week, starting with the successful strikes on the Iranian nuclear site, multiple Supreme Court victories, and not only Supreme Court victories, but even Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who has kind of been disappointing some folks here over the past year or 6 months in particular. She came out swinging against Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Brutal.
And then there were tariff victories. There were stock market victories, energy price victory. I mean, it was just victory after victory after victory.
Peace deal with Rwanda and the Congo.
30 years of war there. Yeah.
It was just, and now it's just like same thing. Like I'll tell my daughter racing, if you get 5 feet in front of a guy. Now you crush that guy. Now you put 30 yards on him to where he now gives up. He knows now he has no chance of beating you. Once you get ahead, you stay ahead. You know, that crush your enemies and you see them driven before you and hear the lamentations of the women. Right?
Oh, man. I wish I was taking notes Friday night. Montana Senate President Matt Regeer out of Kalispell had some hilarious one-liners in his speech. He gave a speech. We had a number of statewide office holders who were there. Secretary of State Jacobson, Governor Gianforte spoke Friday night. But Senate President Matt Regeer, he had these great one-liners, and one of them was like, he was talking about, you know, the victories we've now seen with President Trump in office. And he said, men no longer get to punch women for sport. I mean, it's true. It's like, you know, until you get punched in the face with a one-liner like that, you sometimes just take for granted what a monumental sea change has taken place in Washington.
Well, I remember, you know, what really shocked me. You remember, it was last year, that gal that runs track for the Grizz, she called in here.
Yeah.
And, you know, you would think, a woman that age at, you know, University of Montana, you would think that her and all her friends would be kind of left to center. But they were so incensed at this stuff, it pushed them over to the right, to President Trump, because they just weren't going to, they spent their whole lives in this sport, and now you're going to have some guy come in and try to take it away from them?
The whole locker room had her back, by the way. She got a lot of accolades from a lot of the coaches, too. I'll leave it at that. Let's go to the mighty Human Z. What's going on, Z?
Gentlemen, Great Lakes greetings. I called today about the big, beautiful bill. There is a provision in there, the moratorium on AI, which needs to come out, so we have to push to get it out. It would prevent the states from passing any law regarding artificial intelligence for 10 years, and I'm really against anything that takes away states' rights. So, serious call today, but that's a serious matter. California and Minnesota tried to put parental controls on social media, on a Facebook platform, and it was defeated there. So we need many places to enact change as possible. So please contact your representatives.
No, that's a very good point. I think, John, didn't that get pulled out? I think it got pulled out earlier this morning, didn't it?
Esta mañana, this morning, 99-1.
That's right.
It got taken out. Guess who the one guy that voted against it was?
Ted Cruz.
Tom Tillis.
Oh, really?
Tommy Tillis.
Because Ted Cruz was kind of backing the AI moratorium.
Oh, no, even he backed off on it.
But he backed off on it. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, thanks for the update on it. But still, like Z says, still contact people to talk about why it's important that something like that is not included.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, there's been a lot of demagoguery and just outright flat-out lying. And it's the same as what we hear every 2 years and 4 years. Republicans are racist and sexist and homophobic and xenophobic and Islamophobic, and they want dirty air and dirty water, and they want grandma and grandpa to eat dog food and cat food until some, you know, Trump lookalike throws them in a wheelchair and drops them off a cliff. You know, they're cutting Social Security. No, they're not. Now, they're all headed towards insolvency and, you know, improvements and reform, and we shouldn't pay one, you know, a dollar amount for one medical service versus one, if you're Medicaid versus Medicare. Able-bodied people ought to participate, do something.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, believes every man, every woman who has faithfully served this country deserves to proudly fly an American flag that was made in America. And that's why Pure Talk is on a mission to give an allegiance flag, the highest quality American flag made in Charleston, South Carolina, to 1,000 veterans in time for these patriotic holidays. Just switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. Do it this month, and a portion of every sale will go to provide these high-quality flags, hand-sewn, to the deserving vets. Now, with plans starting at just $25 a month for unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, you can enjoy America's most dependable 5G network, all while cutting your cell phone bill in half. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. You just dial #250, say the keyword save now. Pure Talk's customer service will make the switch. #250, keyword save now, support our veterans, and switch to America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Life came with a warning app. That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John. So, yeah, I mentioned I needed to go check the app messages on the Montana Talks app. Let's go. We've got Lori in Billings. Lori says this. People say socialists and communists like AOC, Bernie Sanders, Mom Donnie, etc. are intellectual elitists and overeducated. No, they are undereducated and ignorant. They have not been taught nor learned the lesson of the failures of communism and socialism. That's a very good point there, that just because you go to a higher education institution doesn't mean you're necessarily educated. It just means you got some, you know, worthless degree in some cases. Not all institutions, not all degrees. But I think that's a good point there by Lori. Fred in the Flathead said this. How many people know that the One Big Beautiful Bill includes all of the reckless emergency COVID spending that we all were told was temporary? Like all legislation, it includes many great things, but it's big, so they can hide a lot of garbage in it. John, I think part of the challenge there is, because there's a lot of spending that we want to see cut out altogether, but not all of that can be included in what's called this reconciliation bill. Some of that's going to have to come through a rescissions package or through the appropriations process. But nonetheless, I think we all agree with what Fred is saying here, which is like all of that overspending from the COVID years has got to be cut out.
I'll tell you something right now. One of the refrains from my agency when I was working was that they would say, when they were talking about the bosses and then talking about the rules this and the rules that, is they would say, they do what they want. All right. And you know that from the military, right? It don't matter what the rules are. When they want to do a thing, they do a thing. When they don't want to do a thing, they find a way not to do it. And that's what's going on right here. And what we suppose, everybody's asked yourself for months, why isn't President Trump pushing these people? You know, like the reason Elon is all mad, why didn't they make real big cuts here? Why is he not doing that? Well, what we theorize is exactly what President Trump said 2 days ago. He came out with a True Social post and he said, you guys that want to cut spending, look, I think we are going to grow our way around this. That's what President Trump believes in, and that's what he wants. He just wants to grow the economy beyond the debt and the deficit and the spending.
Well, and at the end of the day, too, he's got things he has got to deliver. He's got to prevent the largest tax hike in American history. He's got to secure our borders and secure this country. He's got a number of priorities that he needs to accomplish. And then, yes, on to the next one, rescissions, cutting back government spending. But speaking of Senator Tim Sheehy, though, he was on Fox News with Martha McCallum yesterday, and she kind of pressed him on this very thing. You know, you look at all of the massive spending during the COVID years, and, you know, Ron Johnson's talking about the need to peel that back. So what do you do? What do you tell your voters in particular? Here he is.
Well, if you talk to Mike Crapo, who lays out the argument, I think in the most accurate terms possible, what this bill actually does is reduce the deficit by $500 billion. The only way you start getting to deficit expansion with this bill is if you assume that the economy doesn't grow at all, that we stay at a 1.8% economic growth rate, which we haven't seen that low rate of growth since ever, Martha. For over a decade, we've never had 1.8% economic growth since we've measured that metric. The Trump tax cuts becoming permanent will unleash tax certainty and business growth. If we have the largest tax increase in the history of mankind hit in January, for folks to say that that's not going to have a negative impact in the economy, that's the truth fairy dust. So what this bill primarily does is not forget the primary thrust of this bill is making those tax cuts permanent. Beyond this, we're seeing the largest federal government spending cut in history through the rubric of this bill. Now, as Senator Johnson said, he isn't happy with it being only in this bill, and that's why he's been assured, as have others, that there'll be a number of other efforts following this, starting in the White House, but of course supported by legislation, to start getting us back to a sustainable fiscal path.
All right, there you go. John, your quick reaction.
While I understand what President Trump is saying, trust me when I tell you, this ain't my first rodeo. The fairy dust in this thing is that they're ever going to make any of these spending cuts, because they're all coming in past 4 years, and they will never do it. It's all one big charade.
Well, I think Republicans under Gingrich balanced the budget. I think they can do it, but it's going to be a fight.
Fox Rocks. I'm Monica DeLuca. Alice Cooper, host of Nights with Alice Cooper and Alice's Attic, is among the 2025 inductees into the Radio Hall of Fame. In 2011, Cooper was also inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, making him just the second person to be inducted into both, following R&B legend James Brown. And Foo Fighters are out with a cover of Minor Threat's I Don't Wanna Hear It, just after the band's 30th anniversary of their self-titled debut album. The vocals were recorded this year over an instrumental track that was recorded in 1995. And Miley Cyrus is out with a new music video featuring supermodel Naomi Campbell. Every girl you've ever loved. The music video comes as Disney announced that the singer's visual album called Miley Cyrus Something Beautiful will arrive on Disney Plus and Hulu July 16th. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.